This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with two great political parties, both of which have huge questions about their future. The core question about the Republican Party right now is, has it changed permanently because of Trump's tumultuous term in office? Will it continue to be a Trumpian party? Or if President Trump decides not to run for re-election, or if he fails to win the nomination if he runs for re-election, will the party change back to what it was? And for the Democrats, well, there are profound questions for the Democrats about the future of that party with a president of the United States who gives every indication that he plans to run, and yet very prominent Democrats in the Senate, in the House, in the bureaucracy of the party, in the National Committee, all saying, Joe, please don't. Be happy with your accomplishments, in quotes, and leave it to a younger, fresher face. Talking about that and what it means and the history and the future history of the Republican Party in particular, nobody better to talk to than Matthew Continetti, who has written the best-selling book, The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. He is a senior fellow at AEI, the American Enterprise Institute, where his work is focused on American political thought and history. He's also a prominent journalist who was the founding editor and the editor-in-chief of the Washington Free Beacon. Matt, given all of the back and forth right now, is it DeSantis a new front runner for the nomination, or is Trump going to be an inevitable choice because of the reaction to Mar-a-Lago? There's so many questions. The core question is, do you believe that the Republican Party has permanently changed?
Hi, Michael. I guess my answer to that question would be yes. I do think that there's no going back to the Republican Party pre-2015. I think when you look at the primary elections that have been held this cycle, when you look at former President Trump's continued popularity among Republicans, when you look at the fact that, you know, whether it's the Bush dynasty or the Cheney political dynasty, those have come to an end. The McCain political dynasty, those have come to an end. I do think the Republican Party going forward will be much closer to the MAGA movement than, say, the compassionate conservatism or the reform conservatism that preceded it.
And do you think, to what extent is the MAGA movement have a separate life apart from President Trump as an individual?
Well, there, I think, is a very important point, which is that when we look at the history of populist movements throughout the United States, they are very personalized. There is a very personal connection between the leader and his, or in the case of Sarah Palin, her constituencies. And so I think the MAGA movement will be dominant for as long as Donald Trump is present in our political life. Even then, though, even after Trump, if we can even entertain such a possibility, the Republican Party and conservative movement that remain will still be shaped by the experiences of the last 7 years and ongoing. And so when we look at, say, attitudes toward immigration, attitudes toward economic protection, or especially vis-a-vis China, attitudes toward foreign policy, I think those will be in place until another leader comes along who's able to shake them up.
1-800 855-1776 is our phone number. Speaking to Matthew Continetti, who is a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute. There's a great deal of speculation having to do with the fact that I think to some extent that Trump has not immediately re-announced his candidacy. A question about whether with all of the proceedings against him and a very likely, at least big possibility of being indicted by the Justice Department on the Espionage Act and the Presidential Records Act, and then he has problems in New York with his business, with his close associate Alan Weisselberg, pleading guilty to 15 felonies and now willing to testify in the ongoing trial against the Trump Organization, the Trump Company, and then additional problems with charges of interfering with the election in Georgia, and on and on and on. I know that there's some argument that those charges against him by, quote, the swamp or government insiders contribute to Trump's popularity and help to unite people behind him. Do you think there is a meaningful chance that he will continue to try to influence the party, but as something other than a presidential candidate?
I do think there's something of a chance there, and for the reason that you mentioned. Right now, Trump's legal fees are being paid, at least in part, by the Republican National Committee. And that arrangement will cease the moment that former President Trump becomes a declared candidate for office. And that may be one reason why he is delaying his announcement. Another reason may be that some of these polls, Michael, we've been seeing aren't too good for some of Trump's picks, his Senate-endorsed candidates. And I think he's a little bit worried that if he announces before the midterm elections and the Republicans do not do as well as they might otherwise have been thought to have done, he might take the blame. And then, of course, there's the third reason, which you point out, which is he's got a lot on his mind. He has a lot of different legal jeopardy mounting from various corners. Now, he's been through all this before. But I'd say in the case of the National Archives and Records Administration, he probably has the most direct legal challenge he's faced since he entered politics. And that may be occupying his attention rather than focusing on building a campaign team. The result, though, is that right now the race for the 2024 Republican nomination is pretty much frozen in place.
Do you think that DeSantis is the only realistic alternate possibility?
I think at the moment that's yes, I think that's true. And that's in a situation where Trump is still kind of hovering off the coast of the GOP primary like, you know, a big storm. DeSantis clearly is the choice to incorporate many of the Trump movement's modifications to conservatism, its changes in attitudes, its changes in some degree policy, while also having a politician who's more in the conventional mode. You know, there aren't going to be many wild tweets from a President DeSantis. There's going to be a focus more on governing rather than kind of media controversies. However, if Trump doesn't run, I do think then the field becomes much wider, and a lot of jockeying and tumult will ensue. But right now, I think it's clear that Trump is the front runner for the Republican nomination in 2024, and DeSantis is in second place for sure, and moves to first if Trump isn't running.
Yeah, and of course, as you probably know, the Washington Post, Aaron Blake, who does the power broker estimations, now is arguing that DeSantis is the front runner. So what does the change in the Republican Party mean for its long-term success? We'll continue the conversation with Matthew Continetti, author of The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the past, the Republican Party has been changed profoundly by candidates named Goldwater, even though he lost, and he lost badly. And, of course, later on by somebody who supported Barry Goldwater strongly in 1964, Ronald Reagan, who changed the party and remade it to a great extent in his image. Has the Trump remaking of the Republican Party been a long-term success? Well, we haven't had a long-term since that remaking of the party yet to measure. We're talking about all of that with a historian of the conservative movement in the United States, the author of the best-selling book, The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. His name is Matthew Continetti. He's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. And he is also the editor-in-chief of the Washington Free Beacon. Matthew, one of the things that was fascinating in a very long, well-reported, it seemed, article in the New York Times Magazine by Robert Draper, who's written numerous books about Republicans and the conservative movement, Draper was shocked at seeing that among Arizona Republicans, particularly that group of Arizona Republicans who swept the primaries, who were all endorsed by President Trump, that they expressed hostility to democracy, to the word democracy, insisting that America is not a democratic system, insisting that the country is a republic. And of course, they're right. But is that a smart political strategy to reject the term democracy?
Well, I'd say it's a puzzling strategy. I'm not sure what's behind it. I know, as you say, Michael, I mean, technically, it's correct. I mean, America, it's not a plebiscitary democracy. We're not a majoritarian democracy. We're a constitutional republic and a representative democracy. But I think, too, that some of these conservatives or Republicans who make that point are responding to liberals and Democrats who are always saying that whatever Republicans propose is a threat to democracy. And so they're kind of being, you know, pedantic and kind of saying, well, it's not really democracy and let's focus on the issues. I will say this, that there are many people who are concerned about the state of American democracy. And I would say, too, that it's not just Democrats who are concerned about the state of American democracy. There are plenty of conservatives. I think that we can contrast this, though, with one of the figures you mentioned in the intro, President Reagan, who really based his entire worldview on democracy, and including constitutional republics, and supported democracy throughout the world. This was also a big theme of George W. Bush's presidency. But we can see now how the Republican Party has changed, especially under President Trump, to one where democracy is not emphasized, and sometimes when it's brought up, it's kind of corrected and saying, "Well, look, we're not a democracy; we're a constitutional republic, and let's move on to the next issue."
I think it doesn't part of the resistance to the idea of democracy. Go to two of the most sensitive issues before the country right now. Number one is abortion, and number two is guns. And the Democrats say, and they have all kinds of polling to back them up, and even some electoral history, like the vote just happened in Kansas, that America does not want, I mean, there's overwhelming opposition to a restriction on abortion for any abortion after just 6 weeks of pregnancy. Most people say that in the early stages of pregnancy, there ought to be more accommodation, at least, to some desire for abortion. And again, if you're looking for a means of satisfying this or adjusting this, now that the Supreme Court has said that there's no constitutional right to life, there's no constitutional right to abortion. Okay. And then when it comes to guns, there seems to be overwhelming support for at least moderate increases in firearm restrictions. And that's something that's very constitutionally sensitive and otherwise sensitive for Republicans. Do you think that the the questioning of democracy goes to those two issues and maybe a few others?
It's possible, and you know, this is one era now where conservatives and Republicans are in a kind of an unusual place, at least historically speaking, which is that the Supreme Court is on their side. You know, for much of the history of the last 100 years, the Supreme Court has been the engine of liberal and progressive reform, and it's only now that conservatives and Republicans have a majority on the court, and the court is willing to reverse significant precedents such as Roe v. Wade, because those precedents do not conform with an originalist understanding of the Constitution. I think a lot of this democracy talk has to do more with structural issues like, say, gerrymandering or the Voting Rights Act or the movement to abolish the Electoral College or to admit new states that you see coming from segments of the left. And then the conservative response is, well, you're messing with the constitutional order. And for that, in order to respond, you have to say, well, we're not a majoritarian democracy. We're this constitutional republic. That's what we want to defend, the Constitution. And just, you know, the other day in the New York Times, you had two law professors, one from Harvard, the other from Yale, saying, well, it's time to ditch the Constitution. I think that's the type of thing that begins worrying both sides and gets informs a lot of this heated rhetoric around democracy. I only wish we would spend more time thinking through the policy implications of some of the issues you're talking about, whether it's the right to life or whether it's the Second Amendment rights. It's when we talk about these larger structural changes that many people are proposing that the democracy talk heats up.
Do you think there needs to be some kind of adjustment in terms of the Electoral College, given outrage on the left of winning an election in popular vote by over 3 million? In 2016, and then losing the Electoral College by 306 to 232, which is coincidentally exactly the same margin by which Biden won. Well, that is a question to get to at another time. Many of these questions raised and answered in Matt Continetti's book, The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. We'll be right back, coming up, talking about Biden's latest bid to pay off student loans. Yeah, as a government. We'll get to that and more coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary election focus is on in Florida and New York Tuesday. The governor's race in Florida has Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried running for the nomination to challenge Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who tells Fox and Friends that his state would not be flying high if Democrats were in power.
You continue to see us adding jobs in spite of all the headwinds from the Biden economy, and we ended the fiscal year with a $22 billion surplus, by far a record. And that none of that would have happened if I had done what the people on the Democrat side wanted to do.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government saying sales of new single-family homes fell 12% to an annual rate of 511,000 units. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show an angry email which we can come to terms with. I hope it's from David, who writes in, Michael, you claim there are two great political parties. This is an objectively false statement on two fronts. First of all, neither the Democrat or Republican Party are great. Both are disgusting anti-American entities that seek only to enrich themselves and the members of their elite ruling class. The Democrat Party wants to turn the USA into the USSA, Union of Soviet Socialist America, is that what he means? While the Republican Party wants nothing more than to run as the minority so they can fail to deliver on anything they promise. On the second front, there's really only one uniparty. And the fact that Donald Trump, who was not a member of that uniparty, won the election without their permission, infuriated the uniparty to the point where they and their useful idiots like you want to make an example of him so no one dares take power without their permission ever again. When he suggests the idea that both major parties are run by flawed people, he's correct, they are. Most human beings are flawed. I mean, I very much have that idea of basically the way humanity conducts itself, certainly political leaders and the way that they conduct themselves. But the notion that the Democratic Party only wants to transform the USA into something unrecognizable, into something like the Soviet Union, and the Republican Party is only interested in collecting money so they can fail to deliver on anything they promise. Look, I believe that Republican presidents in the past have made real contributions to this country. And when you talk about fixing our tax system, as bad as our tax system is now, the fact that we have a top tax rate, now it's 39.6%, I believe, is the top rate. The top rate when Ronald Reagan became president was 70%. 70%. The top rate when John Kennedy became president was 90%, and he lowered it. And the fact that Reagan did that with together with cooperation from over 100 Democrats voted for the Reagan tax change in 1986, which changed all of that. And then again, as recently as the early 90s, or the mid-90s actually, during Clinton's first term, there was welfare reform, which has been one of the great successes in all of American history, changing the idea into welfare for work rather than rewarding a lack of work. And the welfare reform was passed by the Newt Gingrich Republicans in Congress and signed by President Clinton. The idea that the two parties are horribly corrupt, I would just urge you, I don't know, David, because you didn't put that on the information. That information was passed to me where you were writing in from. But again, your idea that America is degraded and horrible and wretched and ruined, there are so many things in our lives that we ought to be grateful for. And the level of choice that Americans still have, the ability of most Americans who want to work can find jobs right now. That is one of those things. And yes, the gas prices are too high, though I was thrilled to actually get gas for $4.59 a gallon. And I know that compared to what it used to be, that's, but it's somewhat better. And the truth is that in a summertime, the choices that are open to Americans in where to live and how to live remain remarkable. And this idea that we are at the verge of losing our entire political system goes against the fact that people are more involved, they are more participatory. We just had an election in 2020 where we had the highest level of participation since 1908 was the last time we had a comparable level of participation. And the only reason it was so much there then, so much higher then, was because there were so many fewer people who were eligible to vote. Women weren't. And people of color were largely restricted. This comes in from Jeff, and he says, I know you think Trump is bad for the future of the GOP, but his popularity goes beyond the GOP. His rise to power has more to do with the pathetic leadership in D.C., and the rhinos that are in place now. I would love to see the GOP die with Trump, then continue on the leadership they have in place now. Wait, if Trump isn't the leader of the GOP now, who is? I don't understand. It's better to start over with leadership that are actually in touch with the everyday American. Okay, the idea that I do not know what Jeff would have in mind in terms of talking about rhinos who are leaders of the GOP. The people who normally were indicted for being rhinos, a bunch of them have just lost their primaries. and the leadership of Trump with the GOP, it's very hard to look at the state of the GOP and not to blame Donald Trump for it if you think it's having a tough time. Who picked the candidates who are having so much trouble actually competing for Senate seats? People like Herschel Walker and Mehmet Oz and J.D. Vance, though there's a new poll for J.D. Vance that shows him moving ahead and holding the seat in Ohio. And moving ahead at the same time, Governor DeWine is moving ahead with his gubernatorial race in Ohio, which is increasingly a reliably Republican state. But the idea that Donald Trump actually pulled the GOP into its ability to win elections in both 2016 and in 2020, Republican candidates for the House of Representatives got a higher percentage of the vote, and by a lot, than President Trump did. And we're talking about popular votes, we're talking about all across the country. For instance, in 2016, Wisconsin was incredibly close, and President Trump barely won. One of the reasons he won is because Ron Johnson, who's now running for re-election in Wisconsin, strong supporter of President Trump, but Ron Johnson pulled him across the finish line. He did much better. He won by about 5 points. Marco Rubio won in Florida. Trump won by 1%. Marco Rubio won by 8%. And if you go and take a look at the Senate candidates and the other people that you were deriding as being rhinos, they did better than Trump. And part of that had to do with the fact that for some of those people were incumbents who were well established and had built up connections with their local electorate. Rob Portman in Ohio was another one who did better than Trump in his state. And if you look at the congressional vote in general, the congressional vote returning the Republican majority in the House of Representatives that then existed, that majority got a higher percentage of the popular vote than presidential candidate Donald Trump. Coming up, Portland, Oregon, once one of the safest cities in America, what's happened to the murder rate and the homicide rate? And I think we can figure out why. Coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, does politics matter? Yeah, I think politics matters. And one example would be what has happened to Portland, Oregon, which for many, many years had been rated one of the most livable cities in the country. It is a beautiful city. It is a city that had one of the lowest murder rates in the country. For 20 years, for 2000 till 2019, the city averaged 21 murders a year. Now, when you look at other cities that have comparable population to Portland, like St. Louis, the homicide rate is 10, 15 times more. It's just hugely, hugely different. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal. It says Portland faces challenges as it struggles to bring down its homicide rate. Because I mentioned that 21 homicides a year that had been the average in 2021, obviously the last year for which numbers are complete, it had gone from 21 killings a year to 88, which is appalling. Just appalling. After Portland had a record number of homicides last year, city leaders invested $6 million, this is the Wall Street Journal, in nonprofit programs and formed a new police unit, both intended to reduce shootings. The result? Oregon's largest city has had 56 homicides as of August 16th. Seven fewer than it had at this time last year, but far, far above its average for the past two decades. And again, what is going on? Well, what is going on here has been cutting back on police spending. They eliminated, they had a special unit that had been actually doing a very good job in keeping the homicide rate low, that average of 21 homicides a year. Of course, it's 21 too many. But still, in a big city, that's remarkable. That makes Portland one of the safer cities in the world. And which, by the way, goes to the point that, yes, you can have public safety and still have a lot of private gun ownership because there are lots and lots of people in Oregon who own guns. But Portland was long among the safest cities in the country, averaging the 21 homicides between 2000 and 2020. But they got rid of this special anti-shooting and anti-gang unit because it turned out that many of the people that they were taking care of and arresting and investigating were people of color. And that was considered unacceptable. The as a result of the public pressure, the Portland City Council voted to cut $15 million from the police department's $244 million budget in 2020, and it eliminated the 38-person team focused exclusively on gun violence, which city leaders criticized for alleged racial profiling. Homicides jumped immediately to 57 a year, as opposed to 21, and then to 88 in 2021. In July of this year, in other words, last month, the Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland announced an emergency declaration to address rising gun violence and promised an additional $2.4 million for violence intervention efforts. But that doesn't make up for the $15 million they cut before. The police department is now working to identify and target the people most likely to be involved in shootings, but it is a delicate issue in Portland, where public pressure previously forced the city to ditch a database of gang members over criticism that residents who weren't actually members of gangs were being added to the database. The idea that the idea has been, according to critics, that they're going to unfairly brand individuals. But the chief of police said that such a program has the potential to bring down shootings. They're going to come back with that idea of a database for people involved in gang activity. And speaking of people involved in gang activity, and this is one of those things where one of the items that I think is legitimately brought up about failings in both political parties, we're talking about that, is the desire to basically forgive things that shouldn't be forgiven if the people who are performing those unforgivable actions are on your side politically. The headline in the New York Post, which, by the way, very conservative newspaper, a very pro-Trump newspaper, and generally siding Republican, headline, two men convicted in Governor Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. Two ringleaders in the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, were found guilty by a federal jury today. Barry Croft and Adam Fox were convicted on charges of kidnapping conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. They had other convictions as well. The convictions come after an earlier case against the two men ended on a mistrial because the jury couldn't agree on a verdict. This time they agreed. Both of these guys face life in prison. You can't just strap on an AR-15 and body armor and go snatch the governor, said the assistant U.S. attorney Nils Kessler in his closing speech to the jury. But that wasn't the defendant's ultimate goal, Kessler said. They wanted to set off a second American Civil War, a second American Revolution, something they called the Boogaloo. And they wanted to do it for a long time before they settled on targeting Governor Whitmer. Now, how do we know this? Because they sent messages to each other. And we have the electronic messages, and they actually have some phone messages as well. The pair, along with several other men, planned to kidnap Whitmer at her vacation home, ostensibly over anger stemming from coronavirus restrictions, federal prosecutors said. The crew had surveyed the Democratic governor's home and conducted field training exercises to practice combat tactics to prepare for the ambush to kidnap the governor. They were arrested after four of them met with an undercover FBI agent to buy $4,000 in explosives for the scheme. The plot was initially reported to the feds by an Army vet who had joined this paramilitary group, but who had a flash of conscience when he became alarmed when they started talking about killing police. Thank God for that. Defense attorneys argue that Croft and Fox were victims of entrapment and that the two were just big talkers who were simply vetting. Yeah, but if you're going to spend $4,000 that you provided to buy ammunition, it's more than just big talk. Croft and Fox face life imprisonment at their sentencing. Two other men charged in the scheme were acquitted last spring because in their case the evidence was that they much more were involved with talk but no action. But two more pleaded guilty, including these two who were involved in actually taking actions to make their crazed scheme go forward. The question would be, there's been some sympathy for people who take this point of view, for the whole Boogaloo movement. And the Boogaloo, they get the title from a movie called Electric Boogaloo, which is not one of the great movies of all time. But basically, the idea being that what we need in America is a civil conflict, a race war. There were Boogaloo boys, so-called, who were there on January 6th. Some of the people who pleaded guilty have been part. And again, the Boogaloo movement has led to the death of a security guard and to others who have been shot by crazed people who have this idea that America is so hopelessly corrupt, so degraded, so dominated by some kind of evil conspiratorial power that it absolutely needs a civil conflict. That is ignorant and it's crazy. And it so is, by the way, speaking of ignorant and crazy, the scheme of paying billions of dollars to pay off student loan debt that people say they can no longer handle personally. We will get to that, which is a hugely controversial initiative by Joe Biden, and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.